This sound file contains the spoken version of the Wikipedia article on the Togoland campaign. The material was recorded on November 28, 2017. The Togoland campaign, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. The Togoland campaign was a French and British invasion of the German colony of Togoland in West Africa during the West African campaign of the First World War. German colonial forces withdrew from the capital Lomé and the coastal province, and then fought delaying actions on the route north to Kamina, where a new wireless station linked Berlin to Togoland, the Atlantic, and South America. The main British and French force from the neighboring colonies of Gold Coast and Dahomey advanced from the coast up the road and railway as smaller forces converged on Kamina from the north. The German defenders were able to delay the invaders for several days at the battles of Akbeluvho and Tra, but surrendered the colony on August 26, 1914. In 1916, Togoland was partitioned by the victors, and in July 1922, British Togoland and French Togoland were established as League of Nations mandates. Section 1. Background. Togoland, 1914. The German Empire had established a protectorate over Togoland in 1884, which was slightly larger than Ireland and had a population of about 1 million people in 1914. A mountain range with heights of over 3,000 feet ran southeast to northwest and restricted traffic between the coast and hinterland. South of the high ground, the ground rises from coastal marshes and lagoons to a plateau about 200 to 300 feet high, covered in forest and high grass and scrub, where farmers had cleared the forest for oil palm cultivation. The climate was tropical, with more rainfall in the interior and dry season, with little rain in August. Half of the border with the Gold Coast ran along the Volta River and a tributary, but in the south, the border for 80 miles was beyond the east bank. The Germans had made the southern region one of the most developed colonies in Africa, having built 3-meter gauge railway lines and several roads from Lomé, the capital, and main city. There was no port, and ships had to lie off Lomé and transfer freight by surf boats. One line ran along the coast from Aneko to Lomé, one ran from Lomé to Attakpane, and one from Lomé to Palaim. Roads had been built from Lomé to Attakpane and Sokode, Palaim to Kit Karachi, and from Kit Karachi to Sansame Mangu. In 1914, the roads were reported to be fit for motor vehicles. German military forces in Togoland were exiguous. There were no German army units in Togoland, and only 693 Polizeitruppen, or paramilitary police, under the command of Captain George Faller, and about 300 colonists with military training. The colony was adjacent to Allied territory, with French Dahomey on its northern and eastern borders, and the British Gold Coast to the west. Lomé and the wireless station at Kamina, about 62 miles inland, which was connected to the coast by road and rail, were the only places of military significance. Kamina was near the town of Attakpane and had been completed in June 1914. The transmitter was a relay station for communication between Germany, the overseas colonies, the Imperial German Navy, and South America. The Admiralty wished to prevent the station from being used to coordinate attacks on shipping in the Atlantic. At the outbreak of the war, the governor of Togoland, Duke Adolf Friedrich of Mecklenburg, was in Germany, and his deputy, Major Hans Major George von Düring, was the acting governor. Gold Coast, 1914. Sir Hugh Clifford, the governor of the Gold Coast, Lieutenant General Charles McPherson Dobell, commander of the West African Frontier Force, and Lieutenant Colonel R.A.D.B. Rose, commander of the Gold Coast Regiment, were absent during July 1914. W.C.F. Robertson was the acting governor, and Captain Frederick Bryant was acting commandant of the Gold Coast Regiment. The Gold Coast Regiment had one pioneer, 7 infantry companies with a machine gun each, and a battery of 4 QF 2.95-inch mountain guns, amounting to 1,595 men, including 124 carriers and about 330 reservists. There were 4, quote, volunteer corps, unquote, with about 900 men, 1,200 police and customs men. The defense scheme for the Gold Coast provided for war against the French and neighboring Ivory Coast and the Germans in Togoland. In the event of war with Germany, the colony was to be defended along Lake Volta and the northeastern frontier against the possibility of a raid, which was the most that the Germans in Togoland were thought capable. The plan also provided for an offensive across the lake into the north of Togoland before making a thrust south to the more populated portion of the colony. On July 29th, a colonial office telegram arrived at Accra, ordering the adoption of the precautionary stage of the defense scheme, and Robertson forwarded the information to Bryant the next day. Bryant dispensed with the scheme, which had not been revised after the wireless station at Kamina was built, and by July 31st had mobilized the Gold Coast Regiment along the southern rather than the northern border with Togoland. In London, on August 3rd, Dobell proposed an advance if war was declared along the coast road from Ada to Quetta and thence to Lomé, which was fewer than 2 miles from the border. Bryant had reached the same conclusion as Dobell and had already organized small expeditionary columns at Cratchy and Ada and assembled the main force at Kumasi, ready to move in either direction. Section 2, Prelude. Anglo-French Offensive Preparations. On August 5, 1914, a day after Britain declared war on Germany, the Allies cut the German sea cables between Monrovia and Tenerife, leaving the radio station at Kamina the only connection between the colony and Germany. The same day, the acting governor of Togoland, During, sent a telegram to Robertson proposing neutrality in accordance with Articles 10 and 11 of the Congo Act, which stated that colonies in the Congo Basin were to remain neutral in the event of a conflict in Europe. During also appealed for neutrality because of the economic interdependence of the West African colonies and their common interest in dominating local populations. On August 6th, the cabinet in London refused the offer of neutrality, and Bryant, on his own initiative, after hearing that the French in Dahomey wished to cooperate, sent Captain Barker and the district commissioner of Quetta to Durham with a demand to surrender the colony and gave 24 hours to reply. The next morning, the British intercepted a wireless message from Durham that he was withdrawing from the coast to Kamina and that Lomé would be surrendered if attacked. A similar proposal for neutrality from Durham had been received by the governor of Dahomey, who took it as a declaration of war and ordered an invasion, according to a plan to seize Lomé and the coast, which had been drafted in ignorance of the wireless station at Kamina, only 37 miles from the Dahomey border. Section 3, Invasion. Capture of Lomé. Late on August 6th, French police occupied customs posts near Athene, and next day Major Moroux, the commander of French military forces in Dahomey, ordered the capture of Agbanaké and Aneho. Agbanaké was occupied late on August 7th, the Mono River was crossed, and a column under Captain Marchand took Aneho early on August 8th. Both moves were unopposed, and local civilians helped to see off the Germans by burning down the government house at Siebe. The 460 colonists and Askaris retreated inland, impressing civilians and calling up reservists as they moved north. Repairs began on the Aneho to Lomé railway, and the French advanced to Porto Seguro and Togo before stopping the advance once it was clear that Lomé had been surrendered to British forces. The British invasion began late on August 7th. The British emissaries returned to Lomé by lorry to find that the Germans had left for Kamina and given Herr Klausnitzer discretion to surrender the colony up to Tra, 75 miles inland, to prevent a naval bombardment of Lomé. On August 8th, the emissaries took command of 14 British soldiers and police from Aflau. A telegraph operator arrived by bicycle and repaired the line to Quetta and Accra. The British flag was raised, and on August 9th, parties of troops arrived having marched 50 miles in exhausting heat. Over the border, Bryant had arranged to move the main force by sea and embarked on the Alele on August 10th. Three other companies had been ordered to Cratchy to begin a land advance to Kamina. The Alele arrived off Lomé on August 12th and the force disembarked through the surf. Arrangements were made with the French for a converging advance towards Attakpame by the British and the French from Aneho. A French column under Moroux from Tichetti in the north and the British column at Cratchy under Captain Elgi. Small British forces on the northern border were put under the command of Moroux in order to move south, as 560 French cavalry were ordered across the northern border from Senegal and Niger towards Sansane Mangou from August 13th to August 15th. The British force at Lomé comprised 558 soldiers, 2,084 carriers, police, and volunteers who were preparing to advance inland when Bryant received news of a German foray to Togblikov. advanced to Kamina. The Battle of Bafilo was a skirmish between French and German troops in northeast Togoland on August 13th. French forces had crossed the border between French Dahomey and Togoland on August 8th to the 9th. The French were engaged by German troops in the districts of Sansain Mangu and Skod Bafilo. The French company retreated after facing greater resistance than expected. After the capture of Lomé on the coast, Bryant was promoted to lieutenant colonel, made commander of all Allied forces in the operation, and landed at Lomé on August 12th with the main British force of 558 soldiers, 2,084 carriers, police, and volunteers. As preparations began to advance northwards to Kamina, Bryant heard that a German party had traveled south by train the day before. The party had destroyed a small wireless transmitter and railway bridge at Toklakov, about 10 miles to the north. Bryant detached half an infantry company on August 12th and sent another 1.5 companies forward the next day to prevent further attacks. By the evening, I Company had reached Tsevi. Scouts reported that the country south of Agbelovo was clear of German troops, and the main force had reached Toklakov at 10 p.m. I Company began to advance up the road to Agbelovo. The relatively harsh terrain of bushland and swamp impeded the Allied push to Kamina by keeping the invaders on the railway and the road, which had fallen into disrepair and was impassable by wheeled vehicles. Communications between the parties was difficult because of the intervening high grass and thick scrub. The main force moved on from Toglakov at 6 a.m. on August 15th, and at 8:30 a.m., local civilians told Bryant that a train full of Germans had steamed into Tsevi that morning and shot up the station. In the afternoon, the British advance guard met German troops near the Lili River, who blew the bridge and dug in on a ridge on the far side. The demolitions and the delaying action held up the advance until 4:30 p.m., and the force spent the night at Ikuni rather than joining I Company as intended. Doering had sent two raiding parties with 200 men south in trains to delay the advancing Allied force. I Company had heard the train run south at 4 a.m. while halted on the road near Ikuni, a village about 6 miles south of Agbelovo. A section was sent to cut off the train, and the rest of I Company pressed on to Agbelovo. A local civilian guided the section to the railway, where Lieutenant Collins and his men piled stones and a heavy iron plate on the tracks about 200 yards north of the bridge at Ikuni, and then set an ambush. One of the trains of 20 cars was derailed by the obstacles placed on the tracks, and the other train was halted by the rest of I Company at the Battle of Agbelovo. In the fight between German troops in the railway carriages and the British, Faller was killed, the Germans were defeated, and lost a quarter of the force. Battle of Tra, August 22nd. Despite the skirmish in the northwest at Bafilo and the action at Agbelovo, Allied forces advancing towards the German base at Kamina had not encountered substantial resistance. The last natural barrier south of Kamina was the Tra River, where Doering chose to make a stand. The railway bridge over the river was destroyed, and the approaches to the river and village were mined. On August 21st, British scouts found 460 to 560 German police troops entrenched on the north bank of the river. The West African Rifles, supported by French forces from the east, assembled on the south bank, and during August 22nd, Bryant launched a series of assaults on the German entrenchments, which were repulsed and in which the British suffered 17% casualties. Lieutenant George Thompson became the first British officer to be killed in action in the First World War. Although the Germans had repelled the Allied force from a fortified position which was easy to supply, French troops were advancing from the north and east towards Kamina unchecked, and a British column was advancing on the station from Key Crotchy in the west. On the morning of August 23rd, the British found that the German trenches had been abandoned. German forces from the Tra had withdrawn to the wireless station, and during the night of August 24th and August 25th, explosions were heard from the direction of Kamina. French and British forces arrived at Kamina on August 26th to find that the 9 radio towers had been demolished and the electrical equipment destroyed. Doering and 200 remaining troops surrendered the colony to Bryant. The rest of the German force had deserted. The Allied troops recovered 3 Maxim machine guns, 1,000 rifles, and about 320,000 rounds of ammunition. Section 4. Aftermath. Analysis. Before the wireless station at Kamina was destroyed, 229 messages were passed between Germany, the Navy, and colonies following the outbreak of the war. The first military operations of British soldiers during the First World War occurred in Togoland and ended soon after British operations began in continental Europe. In December 1916, the colony was split into British and French occupation zones, which cut through administrative divisions and civilian boundaries. Both powers sought a new partition, and in 1919, Article 22 of the Treaty of Versailles partitioned former German colonies between the Allies. In July 1922, British Togoland and French Togoland were created from former German Togoland as League of Nations mandates. The French acquisition consisted of about 60% of the colony, including the coast. The British received the smaller, less populated, and less developed portion of Togoland to the west, the part administered by the British, united with Ghana upon its independence in 1957. French Togoland gained independence in 1960, becoming the modern Togolese Republic. The surrender of Togoland marked the beginning of the end for the German colonial empire, which lost all of its African and Pacific possessions. Casualties. British casualties in the campaign were 83, French casualties were about 54, and German casualties were 41. An unknown number of troops and carriers deserted on both sides. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0